You know, things don't always turn out quite like we might expect in life, do they? And Olympic diving gold medalist Laura Wilkinson can certainly attest to that. Listen as she shares a bit of her journey.
Well, see, I was old back in 2008. I was like double the age of my competitors back then. So I figured, okay, it's probably time to start a family. And it's not that I was just done with diving and didn't want to do it. I mean, I was 30 and we'd been married for 6 years and we were just ready to start a family. We were ready for that next chapter. And that did not happen easily. I think, okay, I'm done with diving. Now it's time to be mom. And like mom wasn't happening. And so there was a really hard period in there where I wasn't sure if we could get pregnant, if we could have kids. For me, I automatically defaulted to adoption because my brother's adopted. That just seemed very normal. And I was like, I don't really care how I become a mom. I just wanted to be a mom. My husband was not really on the same page. That was really foreign to him.
As it turned out, a culmination of things had Laura questioning her identity.
And I was sitting there going, okay, if we can't adopt and we can't get pregnant, like, who am I? Because if I can't be a diver and I can't be a mom, like, who am I? And I remember diving into scripture and I got stuck in 2 Corinthians, you know, where Paul's talking about he's been given this thorn and he keeps pleading with God, just take this thorn, take this thorn. And he like pleads with him like 3 times. And God's answer is, my grace is sufficient. And I got so stuck there because I didn't feel like God was enough for me. If I couldn't dive and I couldn't be a mom, I wasn't okay with that. And I struggled with that. But instead of just leaving God and like kind of running the other direction, I wrestled with it. And I was like, okay, here's my problem is I don't feel like you're enough if I can't be these things, but I need you to be enough. Whether I can or can't do those things, like you have to be enough for me. And so it took me kind of months of like grieving the fact that I may not be a mom. Maybe his plans for me are not to be a mom. And I got to learn to be okay with that because it's about his plan and his purpose. And that was a really hard, like, it's about a summer, like that full summer. But I finally got to the point where I could move past my grace is sufficient for you to my power is made perfect in weakness. And like, those are the opportunities for Christ to rest upon you. So I should boast about my weaknesses and my insecurities and my persecutions and all those things. And it was just such a beautiful time to like be able to work through that and know that he was going to be enough no matter what was going to happen.